Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
When I matured, when I reached, like, I don't know, 36, I think I suddenly realized something I didn't realize as a kid about Return of the Jedi, and that is, really, when you break it down, a bike that travels 250 kilometers an hour isn't really the best choice for dense jungle. Do you know what I mean? Like, as a kid, you're like, yeah, that's what you'd do. You'd ride it through the forest really full of trees. But now that you grow up, you think, oh, could have chosen something different. I think maybe a monorail,
maybe something just above the tree line.
Yeah,
might have helped. Maybe it's a little bit like allocating, just giving them all skateboards, the standard equipment on indoor, isn't it? And just trying to skateboard through the scrub after an Ewok.
Where you go, but I mean, just everything about that environment was completely the opposite of what you would want to be traveling really, really fast on. Like, there's vines that could, you know, get caught up in your speeder bike. There's, you know, tree roots, there's giant thick oaks, just branches everywhere. It's insane.
So I think if you watch it back and you listen as each of the troops smash into trees and logs and things, there's one point where one of them yells out, "Who could have possibly predicted this?"
So what you're saying is there needs to be some Endor Poon Lords.
Yeah,
we need to confiscate definitely those speeder bikes that are getting ridden.
I think you didn't see them because, you know, they were such a blur when they sped past, but I think there was definitely a sign up that said 10.
Actually, I remember seeing, and this is a total tangent, I remember seeing a really bad action film with, I think, Eric Roberts in it. And basically, they stole the audio from that whole speeder bike chase on Endor and then choreographed a new scene in this really bad sci-fi film from the 80s to perfectly match up with it, just so they didn't have to do the sound design for the film for 15 minutes. And you watch it back, it is absolutely uncharged. Completely stolen. Even to the point where you can hear them fade down quickly as, like, Luke and Leia are exchanging little quips. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah.
I think it's Turkey that make those bizarre hybrid films. Like, they'll get footage. I've seen the Star Wars one. And they'll use the footage of the ships flying, and then they'll put their own guys in front of a projector. So he'll just be like, in a helmet in front of the X-Wings going, like, speaking some Turkish Star Wars language. They are bizarre. There's a Star Wars one and a Spider-Man one. And
there's a Turkish Star Trek as well. I had the whole set before these things became available on, you know, Demonoid and YouTube and stuff like that. There was a shop in Manhattan called Midtown Comics, and they had shelves and shelves of these hard-to-find, you know, DVDs and so on. They had, like, one of Wizard of Oz with the Dark Side of the Moon correctly aligned to it that you could buy as one DVD. And so I bought a whole load of these. And Turkish Star Trek was hilarious. Turkish Star Wars, even more so. You've got the, you know, all the ships, as you say, and then these people just who kind of look like they're in the ballpark of the original character, but completely wrong at the same time.
At Comic-Con, they had a guy that was selling all those DVDs, and it was sort of like, you've heard of the internet, yeah? And it's sort of like, you know, these are bootlegged things you are selling for $10 to $20.
Yeah.
There's this Pirate Bay site that is undercutting you by $10 to $20.
Yeah.
But I remember, just to get to Alistair's thing, the battle, the Caravan of Courage Ewok Adventure, I was very excited. And I was at the perfect age to... I wanted more Ewok adventures.
What George Lucas calls his marketing zone.
Yes, I was there. I had a little Ewok teddy bear that I loved dearly. He's on my bed right now, and I remember going into the cinema and there was only six people in there, and just going, well, because Return of the Jedi, that was a couple of years ago, and it was packed. And I was like, where is everyone? What's, like, doesn't anyone, I couldn't understand why everyone didn't want to go on this caravan of courage.
Possibly the fact that it's a hybrid between Star Wars and the Robin Williams classic Runaway Vacation might have something to do with it, about a family holiday where anything that can go wrong does go wrong, including crashing into Endor and having your parents kidnapped by a giant who crushes bones.
It was a great trip. It was a great trip. And in the first one, Wicket, he learned to say Star Cruiser. He's like, Star Cruiser, which was very cute. But then I remember seeing the second one and I was a little bit older, and that was called The Battle for Endor. And in that one, Wicket was just spitting out English left, right and centre.
Just anti-disestablishmentarianism. And
it was just, I was like, nah, go
how
back.
Are you, how are you, Wicket? Disgruntled.
Back to the Ichiwawa.
Yeah.
Back to the Nub Nub.
Some yub yub, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.